It's Freddy getting here with a pack of juvenile delinquents. Now, I don't have time to waste.
Oh, D, show some Christian tolerance. I'm proud to be a role model. And reclaim our lost youth from the streets.
Well,
guess who? Okay, everybody, come on, smile and wave. Smile and wave. They're a little shy, but they're my babies. Ow!
Ms. Brooks, I'll be checking in constantly. But the moment one of these brats steps out of line, I expect to hear from you.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be a breeze. So, what do you think? What do you think? Are they cute?
Oh, shoot, I fried catfish cuter than them.
Come on, Mr. Gaines. They're scared 13-year-old kids. That's why they're trying to look tough.
Thank you, Brother Dwayne.
Yeah, well, if looks could kill, we'd be in the morgue. Dean, what these young boys need are strong black men in their lives.
They're not the only ones, Colonel.
All right, Colonel.
Freddie, you got 5 volunteers. Why am I counting 6 kids?
Oh, such the math teacher, Dwayne. Well, Michael got transferred from the ward I've been observing, but just like the other kids, he's got a 5-day pass, and if he makes it through the week, gets his service parole at home.
Hey, you got a problem, man? Yo, what you doing spoiling your gear like that? I ain't looking for no twin.
You're looking to get capped if you don't get out of my face. This is my style, so why don't you turn your gear on?
Hey, 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 now, now, my little man children. Bad, bad. Now, I want you to meet your volunteer faculty role models. So, which one of you would like the honor of not only helping one, but 2 young men?
You, young man, please come with me. We'll get to work on our project right away.
Yeah,
okay?
You too, young man. Now come on, because I ain't got all day.
Come on, Dwayne, come on. Okay, fine. Fine. Just crush a young brother's life.
You owe me. Hey, my brothers. What do you say we go and chat about these presentations y'all have to give, huh?
Hey, yo, man, is your mother's name Yvonne Wilson?
No.
Then you ain't my brother, then.
He's adorable. He's adorable.
All right, you little roughnecks. We got a week to put this together. So, who would you like to do your presentations on? Sounds real interesting.
I was thinking more along the lines of somebody like Jackie Robinson.
Who's she?
He was the first brother to break into Major League Baseball.
I got one.
All right, now we talking. Hit me, Mike.
Steven Seagal.
What, the white boy with the ponytail?
Yo, that sounds decent to me.
No. I got a much better idea. How about Garrett A. Morgan?
Man, that sounds like 5 of them.
It's not a cop, this is an inventor. Now, I haven't been up on my inventor's book in quite some time, but I think I can remember a thing or two about Garrett A. Morgan. That's my favorite.
Man, this will be fun.
Not just the belt for the sewing machine. Uh-uh, this brother invented the gas mask. He invented the automatic traffic signal. I mean, the list goes on, does it not? Hey. This is your history, too. It's not my butt up there giving them presentations. It's yours. Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal? Yo, where he at? Man, I hope we don't get no more whack lectures.
Man, I do, man. I ain't slept that good in a long time.
Yo, what you get sent to Eden Valley for anyway?
Man, why you want to know, man?
Man, I was just asking, man. Squash it.
Well, you know, I was rolling with my cousin and them when they jacked somebody's car. We was riding around, and 5-0 rolled up. So what about you?
Man, I was hanging with these dudes from around the way. And, you know, we was robbing the store.
For real, you had a Gat, man?
A 45.
For real, man?
It ain't had no bullets, though. You got one?
Nah, man, my cousin told me to hold his for him. It was only a 38, though.
You sure you had a fire yet?
Nah, man, he's dead.
Damn.
All right, young lions. We got off to a slow start yesterday, but we're gonna approach this differently. You all like movies, right?
So,
if Garrett A. Morgan were alive today, what type of movie you think he'd be in?
The Terminator.
or RoboCop.
Okay, okay, now we're getting somewhere. Follow me. Let's say there was a movie called Brother Traffic. A robot with the red, yellow, and green lights flashing on. Do you see where I'm going?
I know where I'm going. Back to sleep.
Yo, what's up, G?
Yeah, to the street, brother. To the street.
Missile to save by you. Step aside, boy. Now somebody say ho.
Ho.
Say ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
Now somebody scream.
Ah.
Give me a beat, bro. Give me a beat. Gary Morgan ain't no kind of softie. He's the black in a cup of coffee. Gas mask saves so many lives. Without the traffic signal, safely, see, got to admit, Garrett and Morgan is as smooth as it get.
Two fingers, peace.
Yeah.
Man, if my setup on 220 heard I was doing something like this, I'd be dead.
What you say, man, 220?
Yeah, that's right, 220 and Wilder, boy. Uptown.
I'm from Coolidge, punk. Eastside. 220 is a bunch of suckers. They the ones who killed my cousin.
Hey, man, 220 ain't no suckers. And if your cousin was down with Eastside, he deserved to get smoked. And so do you.
Hey, come on. I get it, huh? You're big man, huh? Big man, huh? Is that it? You little knuckleheads? Now, come on. I didn't spend 3 hours writing this rap so you two could kill each other.
Man, if you spent 3 hours writing that, man, we should kill you.
Kill me? What's wrong with you?
It's all right. It's all right.
What is it?
It's all right.
No, no, Dwayne, no, it is not all right, man. I mean, I've had to hold a gun in my hand. I've had to kill more than once. And I've had friends of mine kill more than once. But I swear to God, I didn't go all the way to Vietnam and fight my way through that to come here and have to go through the same mess right here in my own neighborhood. Or my mother's neighborhood. No, these kids know how to fire an AK-47 before you know how to ride a bike. No, Dwayne. It's anything but all right, man. Vern, I don't know. Maybe Dwayne is right. You can lead a horse to water, but...
Man, yo, man, how much longer?
Hey, let me tell you something. If you think that killing or being killed sounds like more fun than sitting here and let me tell you something about your history, if that sounds like more fun, come on, both of you. If that sounds like more fun, come on, both of y'all, Shorty. Mm-hmm. Get on out of here. Get the hell out of here.
Why?
Wait a minute. Damn. Don't you know you have a chance to get parole to change your life?
Man, I ain't trying to change my life. I'm chilling. And don't be sweating me, because you ain't no OG.
Now, what's an OG? Now, don't tell me that boy don't know how to spell orange juice.
It's an original gangster, Mr. Gaines.
Oh.
I have it. Hold on now. I suppose you feel the same way as Billy. Little man, I ain't no OG, but that doesn't mean I don't care about you or your homies or Billy's homies. You know, believe it or not, we all brothers, man.
Man, yeah, right.
Hey, look, come, Michael, wait, just listen to me. When I was your age, I wanted to be a ball player. I was dreaming about being a ball player, about being a race car driver, an astronaut. You ain't afraid to die? I respect that, man. I respect that. But what about what you have to live for, Mike?
Man, there ain't nothing to live for.
Say, Dwayne, if you cannot reach the child, reach the parent. Wasn't I smooth as Michael's mother?
Yeah.
Hey, baby, you were real smooth.
I like the way you kept talking, even though she slammed the door in your face.
Hi. I am good in these crisis situations.
You go, girl. Oh,
ooh, side.
You got it. Go ahead. You silly.
What?
Wrong door.
Hey, sweeties.
Yo, man, you got a problem?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, my brother. My name is Dwayne. And this is my wife, Whitley.
I'm Loco.
Lovely name, Loco.
We're looking for Billy's mother and father.
I'm his mother and father. Now, what y'all want?
Oh, I'm a professor at Hillman College. I'm Billy's volunteer role model while he's on furlough.
So?
So I'm trying to get him to stop from throwing his life away, man. He was fighting some kid in my class today because the other kid was from Coolidge. I mean, they were talking about killing each other, brother.
Who are?
Well, that's not the point, man.
The hell it ain't. I let my son know. If he lets someone kick his butt, he's gonna get a real whooping when he comes home.
Brother, fighting is not gonna be enough to get him by in life.
I didn't make the rules, and neither did Billy.
But you can break those rules, Mr. Loco. Wouldn't you rather your little son take a nice little 13-year-old girl to the ice cream parlor?
You see any damn ice cream parlors around here?
Excuse me, brother. Excuse me. Baby, I think now it'd be a good time for you to go wait in the car.
No, Twine, I am not leaving you alone in this building with that man.
Sweetie,
Twine?
You are so brave, baby, but really, it'd be safer if I talk to him one-on-one. It's a man thing, baby. Come on. Give me 5 minutes. Loco.
Get on with it, man.
Say, bro, I know what it's like to grow up in a rough environment. I mean, but just because things are rough doesn't mean we have to be victims of the ghetto. Hey, strong brothers like you need to build up the community, not destroy it. My dad kept me in line. That's the only way I stayed out of trouble.
Man, step off.
Hey, listen to me. If your son doesn't make it through this week, he's going back to the detention center. Is that what you want for him?
I don't need some suit and tie wearing brother to teach me how to be a father to my son.
Well, then teach your son how to be a man, Chief. Who do you think you are?
Huh? Punk brother, come around here acting like you all that. I'm taking care of my boy. See what I'm saying? My father wasn't even around for me.
Hands off me, man.
Who are you barking at, fool? Man, I could smoke you before you get halfway down the hall. You want to try your luck? Now, who's my boy going to think the man is?
5 minutes.
I didn't expect to see you here again.
Man, I didn't expect to see you last night. You crazy. You could have got yourself killed.
Maybe.
You're talking about me throwing my life away. Look at you.
Yeah, well, the difference is I went there to save yours, man.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy, like you said.
Hey, yo, man, look, I just want to get this over with so I can get on parole. But don't expect me to be nice to that punk right there, man.
Okay. Man, ain't nobody sweating you because
okay,
I don't want to
okay,
hang out
okay,
with you.
Okay, all right. Would y'all stop? This is madness. Sit down, Billy. Tell me something. If I gave you a gun right now, here, you got a gun. You telling me you would shoot him?
In a minute.
What about you?
Def.
Why? Give me one good reason.
Because he's from 220, man. What you think?
And he's from Coolidge.
Is that the best you can do?
Because they be trying to diss us.
Man, him and his homies think they bad.
Because you killed my cousin, punk.
Man, ain't nobody kill your cousin.
Well, your homies did, didn't they?
If they did, he was probably asking for it.
All right, oh, wait, hey, sit down, Billy. Tell me something. How does somebody ask for it?
Man, you know, like if they get up in your face.
You mean like this? Huh? Is this a good enough reason for you to kill me, Billy?
Man, you bugging, man.
I'm bugging. He said I'm bugging. What if somebody wanted to kill you for getting in their face?
I wouldn't sweat it.
Yeah. Huh, what about you?
Man, I wouldn't care.
So you don't care if you die? And since you don't value your own life, you don't care if you kill?
So?
So isn't it one thing, just one thing worth living for? Come on now. If you weren't gangbangers and you could be anything in the world that you wanted to be, what would you be? Come on, man. Help me out just a little bit.
Maybe a movie star, man. You know,
a movie star.
That was so funny,
all right,
man.
All right. Sit down now. Yeah. Movie star. Okay. What about you?
I don't know.
I know you don't know. But try. Come on, it's free, man. Just pick anything.
I'd be like Clayton.
Who's Clayton?
The garbage man.
You want to be a garbage man? Are you
okay,
laughing at me?
All right, okay. Would you sit down? Movie star? Sit down, movie star. That's not funny. There is nothing wrong with wanting to pick up some garbage and clean up your community. Right, Billy?
I ain't say all that. But you know, Clayton's so cool. Because when he stops his truck, it's like a whole block of traffic behind him. And they be honking their horns and cursing, but don't nobody move till he's good and ready for them.
That's a start. Sit down, Bill. I'm gonna tell you guys a story.
Man, I should have brought a pillow, man.
This is a story about two fleas. One from 220, and the other one from Coolidge. Huh? These fleas are trapped together in a jar with a tight lid on it. Every time they try to jump up, they hit their heads on the lid, and they jump back down again. Well, next day, again. Well, next day, without the fleas knowing it, somebody took the lid off this jar. So when they started to jump up, they just punked out and jumped back down, scared they're gonna hit their heads on that lid. You see, these fleas were free, but they didn't even know it.
What's that supposed to mean?
You can be a garbage man, you can be the president, you can be anything in the world you want to be, even gangbangers. It's your choice. But you gotta know something, brothers. There's no lid over you.
Thank you, Johnny. That was beautiful. All right, man. Thank you, Mr. Gaines, for being such a great role model. Who would have ever thought that a report on 50 ways to cook collard greens could be so enlightening? Thank you. Our final presentation will be from Billy Thomas, Michael Wilson, and J.D.
Yeah. Yo, we were supposed to give some presentation on somebody named Gary A. Morgan. He was an inventor, and if he was with us today, he probably made some about stopping violence.
Word, don't waste your life on killing your brother, G, because we got a lot to live for, and we are brothers.
You just don't care, and if you're ready to rock with us tonight, somebody say, oh yeah.
Hey yo, here's a real scoop, homie. Look, dumb fruits on my way, get out, gun smoke. And I ain't talking about the high like Indo, the kind of high that make you call your kid, folks. And tell them, oh, Johnny's dead. A 14-year-old kid put a nod to his head, all because he wanted that gear he was sporting. Why you had to give him Jodas? Johnny tried to jet, homie wasn't here that. Johnny tried to run, got dead in the back. Now tell me what happened to the way things used to be. Cause at this rate, there be no future, G. When will all y'all learn? That you're playing for too long, you're bound to get burned. This ain't a small thing I'm addressing. It's a big thing, take it from the daddy as a lesson.
Down, to show we don't play around. He goes to sleep with a head full of anger and wakes up a full energized gangbanger talking about a tisket, a sasket, not knowing the next day he'll be laying in the casket. So what you think of that, son? In the arcade they play in the games ain't fun. Some like Pac-Man, same name but the game is you're putting in a second. Running to the next board and get down the boom, standing in the way of the door. There's no board, no points. And in this game, this is all Pac-Man wants. The game, the ghosts are always booming, and you slip up in the smoke, yeah.
This is for you, Mr. Wayne. You get it? The job with no lid.
Yeah, I get it.
Later, OT.
What'd he call you? I'll take it.
Yeah, this means original teacher. I'm bad.
You gotta know how to watch your back, cause if you slack, you're going in a sack. I advise you all to watch out for the king, cause the game ain't nothing but a...